That's quite the summer you've had, WBBL title, now world champion. How do you put it all into context?
I don't think you can really. The last 18 months we've basically done it all, which is pretty hard to fathom, I guess. It's been really surreal, but I'm really proud of the girls and our staff members for what we've been able to achieve in that time.
How do you feel to be part of arguably the best women's team of all
time? I'm just really proud and grateful. It feels like you're sort of not there, because obviously the main core group has been there for years and years. But yeah, it's really special. You look at the celebration photos and stuff, and you're like, I can't believe I'm in those photos with those girls. So it's really cool.
Can you take us through some of those celebrations? What was it like the moment you'd won?
It was weird, but yeah, I guess we always love to sort of sit in the change room and stay at the ground for as long as we can until we get kicked out, I guess, or until the esky runs out. But yeah, we were there still quite late. It was on a Sunday as well, and obviously we don't have any cars, so we couldn't get anywhere either. But we stayed at the ground, had a few drinks there, and really took in that moment. Then went out for a really nice lunch along the water the next day, which was even better.
And your tournament, personally, 7 wickets. How do you summarise how you went?
Yeah, not too bad. I think it was probably the most consistent I've probably been in a tournament like that. Obviously there's a couple overs and a couple balls that get sprayed a little bit, but I'm still young, and I mean, that's not going to be an excuse forever, but hopefully the more I play, the more experience I'll get, and I'll be able to, I guess, stand up in more clutch moments, hopefully. But yeah, I was happy with how we went. It's obviously even better that we won the whole thing.
12 of your teammates are now heading over to Mumbai for the Premier League.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Obviously, the auction was while we were over at the World Cup. We tried not to focus on it too much because obviously we wanted to win a World Cup first. But now that that's all over, it's really exciting to see that and see how they'll go. It's great for women's sport and even better for women's cricket over in India too.
On the immediate agenda for you, apart from birthday celebrations coming up, what's next?
Not much. I'm really looking forward to a bit of a break, spending some time with family and friends that you don't get to see that often. We've got a hectic schedule, which is great for us, and obviously my main priority is playing cricket for Australia. Just looking forward to some downtime, really. It should be some good fun.
Will you be watching the WPL with interest, given that you were in the auction and then you weren't?
I think so. I mean, the time difference, I'm not really an early or late bird. I'll definitely look at the highlights and ask the girls how they think they've gone throughout it and check in on them. I guess they're not all in one team, so it'll be interesting to see how they go.
And what was the thinking for withdrawing from the auction? Was that a workload thing? Was it just the cramped schedule and needing a break, or all of the above?
Yeah, a bit of all of the above, I think. Being a fast bowler, you sort of have to work your loads in after you get a break, and I'd just prefer at the moment to have a bit more of a break and then get into bowling a bit later this month. So main priority is playing for Australia, and looking forward to spending some time with some loved ones.
And the other stuff like the 100 and future iterations of the WPL, what are you thinking there?
Yeah, I'd definitely love to do it eventually. Obviously I'm still young and want to experience some things back home in Australia first before touring the world, I think. I just want some downtime at the moment.
What does downtime look like for you, someone like you coming home, getting back to the world?
I'm trying to work that out, actually. But obviously I love going down when footy and netty season starts and starting to watch them and supporting those guys, and even the Garville Netball Club here with the Premier League, having a look at them, maybe even coming out and helping at training, stuff like that. I'm going to have to work out what to do while everyone's at work and stuff, because I'll just be sitting at home, basically. But I might volunteer somewhere, just try something different outside of cricket.
Volunteer, like Meals on Wheels or something?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.